Good morning. Glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and I'm glad to welcome all our visitors and our guests. We're glad to welcome those who are worshiping with us online, and I'll remind you online that we will be celebrating Holy Communion later in this worship, and we invite you to take communion there at your home as we take it here. Let me remind you that following our worship service today, we will be offering flu shots. You come to church, you get shot. No. But there are forms on the table right outside the straight outside on the that wall straight outside the doors to fill out as you go back, and you can get your flu shot right here. You don't have to go anywhere else. So line up. So anyway, Amanda, your turn.
That's quick. I wasn't ready. Sorry.
I want you to know I asked your children to make sure you behaved in church today.
That's cute. So my announcements for today. In the Go and Serve, there's a lot of stuff in there. Please read it. There's a lot going on. There is a misprint for the children, youth, and parents down towards the bottom. Our 5th through 12th graders, it says Sunday, September 20th, but there's not a Sunday, September 20th this year. It's Monday, September 20th. So the 5th through 12th graders will be meeting tomorrow night, 7 to 8:30, back in the fellowship hall. So it's part of that switching back and forth since we couldn't get all the kids available on one night. And also, a reminder, our 3-year-old through 5th grade, we have faith launch going in the small fellowship area at 8:45 each Sunday morning, and we are having a blast. It is so much fun. You should go look at their prayer wall. I won't tell you what it is, but we had a lot of fun making our prayer wall today, and it's just back in that small fellowship area. So all those kiddos are welcome to join us each Sunday morning. And I think, oh, nope, there's one more announcement that I have. Does the congregation knows about Carmen?
Yes, they need to know that right now.
Okay, so Carmen.
They do not know what she's doing.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about.
No, they
so
don't know
we
that.
Have been so lucky to have Miss Carmen in our nursery for so long, and we are so happy that she has impacted the lives of so many of our families and our kiddos especially. She has family down in Florida, and she has decided that it's time to head closer to her family in Florida, and so we totally understand. We will miss her like crazy, and we love Miss Carmen so much. So next Sunday will be her last Sunday here. Is that correct? Okay. And we have a little surprise that we're getting together for her. And it's out on the, right where you want to find your flu shot information. We have a little project that I need everybody's finger for. This one is painless, though. So I have a little project that I need everybody's finger for. If you'll come help me with it after church, we're making something for Miss Carmen to help her remember Redeemer and help to show our love and appreciation for her. Are those all my announcements?
I think so.
All right. I hear you have announcements from Connie, though.
Have announcements from Connie. Now I'm supposed to call on Connie.
Are you supposed to call on Connie? Do you want me to hand her the microphone?
Yeah.
I guess we better, huh? All right. Here, Connie. Reluctantly.
I'll give you the mic.
Thank you. It's kind of like passing the torch.
Yeah.
This works better than the one last week. It kept getting pulled on my mask. Last Sunday was the first Sunday of our fall stewardship campaign. And although it started off that, you know, we were feeling kind of down and out, but lo and behold, out of nowhere appears the time travelers, Professor Emmett Brown and Marty McFly. And they immediately showed that, hey, we don't need to be down and out about the mask, about how things are going all around the world. We focus on the Lord, and everything will come to pass the way it's supposed to. We pull on that strength. And we all know that when we enter Redeemer, that we enter as ourselves. We are who we are, and we accept all visitors. And when they came, I have to say, it raised a little bit of eyebrows. But they were able to stay the whole week interacting with different people around the congregation. And it was really neat because we were able to tell them about the Coke collection, the Share the Warmth Coke collection, which will start the first Sunday in October and end in the last Sunday in January. And so I thought, I could stand here and tell you, but they happen to be here. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, we're back.
Hi.
Welcome, everybody.
What
I'm so glad you invited us
we
back.
Have had. Wouldn't you say we've had a wonderful week?
Oh, it's been an amazing week. These people are awesome. I got to interview some guy named Bill, and he told me all about how much he loves Redeemer.
Well, I got to meet a girl named Judy, and she was telling me about the choir and the handbells and all the things going on. The thing that I had to make notes so I wouldn't forget to tell y'all things. We came across a group called the Leisure Timers, and normally I think they go on trips, but they weren't able to because of the pandemic, so they got to go to Israel. Sitting in the seat. Didn't even have to get up and walk around.
Well, and Marty, I was walking around this place just the other day, and I saw all these little ones running around. There's a preschool here. Did you know that?
Did not.
Did you guys know that? Wow, it was amazing. Oh, and then I went to the back of the fellowship hall, and I was like, holy moly, what is going on? Are we having a yard sale? No, not a yard sale. They donate all their find good used material, and they take it down to a place called Williamsburg County where people use it and put it in their homes and are so grateful. I was like, wow, what a place this is.
Do you remember we found people at church on Monday night? I can't believe people come to church on Monday night. But if you miss Sunday and you're not able to come, then you come at 6 o'clock on Monday night.
Monday night.
But the best news we have is that we have found, or Professor Brown found, a real DeLorean. So we now can go back to the future, which is what we wanted to do. The other good news is we understand that your music director likes to collect things that nobody else wants. So we are leaving you the DeLorean. Well, it's really the DeLorean again for your 525 players as a prop.
Yeah, who'd have thought that in 2021 y'all would not know how to fix a flux capacitor? Jeez. Anyway.
For your hospitality.
Thank you.
For everything you've done for us this week.
We've had a wonderful stay.
Back to the future.
And we're headed back to the future.
We wish y'all such good luck. Thanks for being here. Bye. Also, I would just like to say one more thing. I would like to offer a special, special thank you on behalf of the congregation for the Newmyers and the Ursos for housing and feeding our guests. So, thank you very much.
Please rise as we prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose teaching is life, whose presence is sure, and whose love is endless.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins to the one who welcomes us with an open heart. God, our Comforter, like lost sheep, we have gone astray. We gaze upon abundance and see scarcity. We turn our faces away from injustice and oppression. We exploit the earth with our apathy and greed. Free us from our sin, gracious God. Listen when we call out to you for help. Lead us by your love to love our neighbors as ourselves. Amen. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. By the gift of grace in Christ Jesus, God makes you righteous. Receive with glad hearts the forgiveness of all your sins. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer you their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our teacher and guide, you draw us to yourself and welcome us as beloved children. Help us to lay aside all envy and selfish ambition, that we may walk in your ways of wisdom and understanding as servants of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
I'd like to invite all the children to come forward for a children's sermon. We all good with our seating arrangement now? Okay, all right. I am so glad you came up for children's sermon today, and I bet there's some people, yep, Charlotte's got it. We're going to wave at the people who are watching on Facebook Live or YouTube. And on the green one's next. So the one that has the red lights is the one that's watching us right now. Yeah. We'll show you how the cameras work later, okay? All right. So I'm wondering, oh, Charlotte's blowing kisses. Thank you, Charlotte. That's so sweet. We love everybody that's watching us online, don't we? So I was looking at our bulletin this morning, and our first hymn is All Are, do you know that word? Are welcome. All are welcome. It didn't have any sing. Oh, it doesn't have the music. You're right. It just has the words. You're right. So we had to listen real close to what Mr. Jim was playing. Yep, it has music on the back for the next part, the Kyrie. So all are welcome. What does it mean to welcome somebody? Just a second, Ernie. To have people here is to welcome people here? Yeah. How does your papa welcome people? You're right, your papa sings the other side on the Kyrie sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So does he welcome people with his songs? Yeah, he was worried about walking quickly enough with the cross, yeah. So Mr. Steve sang that part. Do our songs help welcome people here? Yeah, our songs can help welcome people here. What else helps people feel welcome? All the children in the world, children help people feel welcome? You guys do. You know, how do you help people feel welcome? When you wave at people and you smile at people, does that help people feel welcome? Does that help you feel welcome when the kids wave and smile at you? It does. It does. When you say hi, or when you say, hey, my name's,
what's your name?
Jordan. My name's Jordan. What's your name? And then they answer. Does that help them feel welcome? And I was looking at our hymn, and it says, let us build a house where all are named. Does knowing somebody else's name help them feel welcome? It does. It does. So I'm Amanda. What's your name?
Artie.
Artie, what's your name? Jordan. And who's this?
Riley.
That's Riley. And Charlotte, do you want to say your name into the
My name's Charlotte.
Charlotte. So do you think the people out there, it would help people feel welcome if they shared their name with their neighbor? How about everybody share your name with your neighbor? Can you guys do that? If you don't know your neighbor, share your name with your neighbor. And if you, Artie said if you don't have a neighbor, then just yell it out up here. All right. Does everybody feel a little more welcome now? Mike doesn't have a neighbor back there. I see some people back there by Mike. Mike, did you share your name?
I'm Papa.
Yeah, Papa. Papa shared his name. So it's important to help people feel welcome. And one way to do that is to share our names and to welcome people with their names and to wave and say hi. And I bet we can find all sorts of other ways to help people feel welcome. So thank you very much. Can we say a prayer together real quick? Can we pray? Let's put our hands together. Dear God, thank you so much for welcoming all of us. Help us welcome others. And all God's children said, amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Jeremiah. It was the Lord who made it known to me, and I knew. Then you showed me their evil deeds. But I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter, and I did not know it was against me that they devised schemes, saying, let us destroy the tree with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will no longer be remembered. But you, O Lord of hosts, who judge righteously, who try the heart and the mind, let me see your retribution upon them. For to you I have committed my cause. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter. Jesus and the disciples went on from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Serving someone else isn't often high on our priority list. That sounds a lot like us. But here's what Jesus sounds like. Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. If you like a short sermon, today will be your day. I don't really have very much to say today because the point is so easily made. The call is so easily heard. The challenge is so hard to avoid. Serving others isn't always our nature, but it is God's way. And the funny thing is that when we dare to serve, when we dare to offer goodness to others, then blessings abound. Here's the story of a farmer who grew award-winning corn. Each year he entered his corn in the state fair and it won a blue ribbon. One year a newspaper reporter interviewed him and learned something interesting about how he grew it. The reporter discovered that the farmer shared his seed corn with his neighbors. The reporter asked, "Well, how can you afford to share your best seed corn with your neighbors when they're entering corn in competition with yours each year?" "Well, here's how it works," the farmer replied. "The wind picks up the pollen from the ripening corn and carries it from field to field. If my neighbors grow inferior corn, cross-pollination will steadily degrade the quality of my corn. If I am to grow good corn, I must help my neighbors grow good corn." When we dare to serve, when we dare to offer goodness to others, then the blessings abound. St. Francis spoke of this in this way in his famous prayer, "Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love." Here's what Jesus sounds like. Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. And then there's this. I ran across this little story this week told by Bruce Thielman, a former pastor of First Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh. He told of a conversation he had once with an active layperson. "You preachers talk a lot about giving," said the layperson, "but when you get right down to it, it all comes down to basin theology." Thielman asked, "Basin theology? What's that?" The layperson replied, "Remember what Pilate did when he had the chance to acquit Jesus? He called for a basin and washed his hands of the whole thing. But Jesus, the night before his death, called for a basin
and proceeded to humbly wash the feet of the disciples. It all comes down to basin theology. Which one will you use? Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. We know what we sound like. With God's help, maybe we can sound a little more like Jesus. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Gracious God of life, you have given us the precious gift of time. Help us to find strength and enthusiasm in each hour and day to be centered on you and your work in the world. May we live each moment active in love. May our lives be dedicated to serving others. May we live each moment close to you. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God of support and care, you have given us the precious gift of this family of faith. We thank you that you have called us together
and pray that you will lead us in building here a community of joy and compassion for each other. Open our hearts to feel your presence here with us. Open our hearts to live together in love. Lord, in your mercy, living God of presence, you have given us the precious gift of dwelling with us. In the midst of life's troubles, may we lean on your comfort. In life's busy schedule, may we find time to be still and quiet and sense you near. In the midst of every day, hold us close in your loving arms. Lord, in your mercy, saving God of love, you have given us the precious gift of grace and healing. Reach your healing and helping hand into our world. Share our lives. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, giver of every good and perfect gift, you have given us the precious gift of mission. Open our hearts now to imagine all that we can be as your people and fill us with zeal to make the dream come true. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It
'tis indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Our table and our food, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want. And by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Christ given for you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord of life, in the gift of your body and blood, you turn the crumbs of our faith into a feast of salvation. Send us forth into the world with shouts of joy, bearing witness to the abundance of your love in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.